Well, it's about time to wrap things up.
Don't you think you should tell them about the contest?
Oh, right. Last time, we gave away CDs to the first 5 people to tell us what all the stories of that CD had in common. The answer? Every issue they came from ended in 1. Issue 1, 21, 51, etc.
This time around, they all end in 2. There's issue 22, issue 32, and so on.
So that's not the puzzle. Nope. This time it's...
What do 2 of the stories in this volume have in common? Hint. You don't have to listen to the stories to find out. The first 5 people to correctly answer that will receive a free autographed copy of the book, Chicken Soup for the Gardener's Soul.
Okay. Now it is time to wrap things up. With 1 last story, one of our favorites, and a reader favorite as well. More people have asked to reprint it in their local garden club newsletter than any other story we've ever run. It's a winter story, true, but certainly good any time of year. First published in Green Prints 52 by Tennessee gardener Elizabeth Ann Williams, it's called My New Year's Garden.
As we grow older, New Year's resolutions are apt to become more important to us. The accumulating years begin to press down upon us, bringing acute awareness of our mortality. So we reflect on the previous year's disappointments, consider those things that we have put off, and contemplate new possibilities, especially if we're gardeners. Indeed, once the Christmas decorations have been stored away and the seed catalogs start to arrive, I find myself starting to ponder. I planted too much anger and resentment last year, so this year I will replace them with some tolerance and patience. I really could have used some more enthusiasm, too, so I will add a little extra this time and plant it next to the hope. I've always wanted to cultivate laughter, and I have the perfect spot right next to the lighthearted expressions. Perhaps I should thin out the tears. I really don't need very many of those. And you know, I never really liked the frustration. It's so invasive. I think I will replace it with harmony. I didn't care for that variety of judgment either. It's casting a shadow over the kindness. It does complement the blame. But the other plants that are near it are not doing well. I will move them both to that far corner and be sure to keep them pruned back. I should probably move the criticism back there as well. A person could never have too much peace, so I will order twice as much this year. I'll add a couple of more varieties of love and put them right here in the front so that I can smell their fragrance whenever I walk past them. There. Now I can place my orders. This catalog says that if I place an order of $20 or more, they will send me a free Goodwill bush. It would look so pretty tucked in between the peace and the harmony. Now if spring will just hurry up and arrive. I better not wait, though. I'll start these seeds right away. I'll begin them inside to give them and myself a good start on the new year.